privilege to somehow be with you and just come share what God laid on my heart by reading a few chapters in the Old Testament. Just want to get all my help middle. So I'm really so the last few weeks, a week or two, as I was meditating on what God wanted to say to us through this, a few chapters in Exodus. So I read it, and it was Old Testament, but afterward, God's just drop two things, and we can get out more there, but specific two things that we can take for ourselves in our modern world coming out of that chapter. So before I'm gonna, so maybe I must just give you the background. So it's in, we're not gonna read there now, but it's in Exodus 32, about 32. So the background is God is on his way to lead his people out of Egypt. They're on their way out of Egypt into the promised land that he's got for them. Ramon, sit him so big. Nee. So I can further praat. Okay. And so they're on their way to the promised land that God have got for them. They don't see the promised land, but God knows he've got something for them. And at one stage, at that stage, Moses was the leader of the nation, and Moses went onto the mountain Sinai, and he and God spent some time there. I was not there, but they spent some time there, and when reading this, while they are spending some time there, the nation back at the bottom of the mountain, they lost patience, and they say, "Where's this Moses? And why don't he come?" And then he say, "Okay, well, I just want to say yes. Well, remember, I'm gonna summarize it a lot. It's a few chapters, so there is certain parts we're gonna leave out, but you'll hear what God wants to say to us at the end." And they went to Aaron and they say, "No, but we want a God, a kind of a God that we can see." That's the impression I get. And Aaron didn't give them much resistance. He also say, "Okay, go to your wives and get all your golden jewelry, bring it, and let's make a big golden calf." And that's what they did. While their leader is up there spending time with God and getting strategy and whatever. And God told Moses, "You must go down. There's something, your nation is, they've lost it." And as Moses went down, he heard the noise, and he heard, but this is not this is not a war music. So it was dancing and celebrating. And you can just think for yourself what the anger Moses had when he got there and he saw this. Look what the people did. Here's a golden calf. And especially this, after a few weeks, not months and years, a few weeks earlier, God had hulle verbond met hulle gemaak. A covenant. He made a covenant with them, and he's going to lead them, and he's got a promised land for them. And now this is what happened. Okay, and now we can go to Exodus 33, verse 1 to. So now this is what happened. This is what Moses saw when he got there. God sent him down. God said, "Moses, go and." This is what the people is doing. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go up to the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. What is it? Descendants. Okay, man. Descendants, yes. Okay. All right. So, I will send an angel before you. Yeah, listen to what God says here. I will send an angel before you to drive out all. Okay, I'm not going to mention all of them. To drive out all those nations in front of him. That's going to be an opposition for them where they want to be. I will send, okay, go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not, but I will not go with you because you are stiff-necked people and I might destroy you on the way. So God said, and I can just think for myself, how God's heart felt at that stage. Yo, he've got this plan for this people, and he still wanted for them, but I get the impression he can't, well, I don't think about it, I know it. He can't take sin, and that's what happened there, and that's why he can't take it, because he knows what's the outcome of sin, and that's death. So I think God rather said, no, I can't take that. Then you must go, but I can't stand these, wat sy woord wat ons net gesê het, afgode? Idols, yes. All right, so now Moses is in this situation. This is what God told him now. Now how does Moses react? Let's read 33 verse 15 to 16. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us from here. So Moses actually don't want to move. And then he said to God, how will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else? Will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth. If you are not present, God, if you don't go with us, what does it really help if you don't go with us, God? And now it's a kind of a tipping situation. This is what God said, I'm not going to go. I can't go with those kind of things. Moses on this hand said, God, please, we don't want to move if you don't go. And let's read this beautiful, just one script, one verse. It's in verse 17. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name. So just by talking to God, out of his heart, God changed. God got softer. God calibrated. And then there's a, let me just get to my notes. Okay. And then God said to, Moses said to God, God, I want to see you. And God said to him, no human have seen me and still stay alive after that. And then God said to him, I want to read it here. God said, I will do it by proclaiming my goodness loud to you. So that's what God said to him. He asked God, can I see you? God said, I will show you my goodness by proclaiming it to you. So as if it's God himself, not as if it is, God himself saying, just give me a moment, however long the moment may take, I will tell you who I am. I will tell you, I will proclaim myself. And then let's go to, so what we are going to listen, what we are going to listen at is what is our source actually now in the next few verses saying about himself. Now, how more straight can you get it than that? Nou gaan ons in Afrikaans lees. Nou gaan my tong losraak. Ja. It's a sê vers 6 en 7. Yeah, so we're not going to be very long this morning. You've got to take every sentence God wants to say to us this morning. Terwyl hy by Moses verbygaan, roep die Here, ek, die Here, is die barmhartige en genadige God, lankmoedig, vol liefde en trou. Yes, daar is soveel kragtige woorde wat die Here oor homself sê. Ek betoon my liefde aan geslagte en geslagte. Ek vergewe ongeregtigheid, oortredinge en sonde, maar ek spreek niemand sonder meer vry nie. Ek reken kinders en kleinkinders die sonde van vaders toe, selfs tot in die derde en vierde geslag. So dit sê maar net weer God se statement oor sonde, dat hy nie sonde kan vat nie. Nie omdat hy ons mense haat nie, maar omdat hy weet hoe ver sonde ons hom van hom af wil vat. Hoe ver sonde ons van hom af wil vat, van sy plan vir ons. Nou die laaste gedeeltetjie wat ons nou gaan lees, nou is God is nou weer op pad, en ek het nou baie detailkies in die hoofstukke uitgelaat, maar dit is die kruks wat ons nou lees. God is nou op pad saam met hulle, en hy weet, saam met sy nasie, saam met sy volk, en hy weet hierdie klomp volke wat voorlê, die Amorite ensovoorts, en hulle lelike invloede wat hulle het, ons het gaan nie die detail daarvan lees nie, maar hulle invloede in die struik van sonde wat daar is. Kom ons lees in afgode, en kom ons lees wat sê die Here in vers 11 tot 13 vir sy volk, hoe moet hulle dit hanteer? Sorry. Wat ek julle nou hier gaan beveel, moet julle gehoorsaam. Ek sal die Amoriete, Kanaaniete, Hittiete, Feresiete, Hewiete en Jebusiete voor julle uit verdryf. Moenie 'n verdrag sluit met die inwoners van die land waarheen julle gaan nie. Hulle sal julle tot 'n val bring. Nee, vernietig hulle altare, breek hulle klippilare af en kap hulle toegewyde palen stukkend. Is daar nog 'n enetjie? Nee. Daar kort nog 'n stukkie. Ons moet hom, kan jy gou soek vers 14 maybe? Die vertalings verskil so. Ons kyk gou. Ek kan hom op my foon ook maar lees. Daar is hy. Julle mag nie 'n ander God vereer nie, want ek, die Here, eis onverdeelde trou aan my. Daarom noem hulle my die God wat onverdeelde trou eis. So hoeveel meer stryd wil ons dit nie by die Here hoor om sonde en afgode en al daai goeters te resist nie, as daai woorde, ek soek net jou onverdeelde trou. En ek het so, en het sluit nou aan by wat ek eindelijk, so die gedeeltekies wat ons nou gelees het, is klaar, en hierdie is een van die goed wat ek glo die Here vir ons wil sê, en dan praat ek vir oggend asof jy 'n kind is van die Here. Ek praat nie van ongeredde mense nie, ons praat van mense wat kinders is van die Here. People that's really a child of God, that have given your heart to God. Wat God wil sê, as om jou te help, want die ander ding is net ook, remember, God knows about everything that's going to happen in our way. Everything that's going to take our attention from him. Take the goal and the purpose that you've got for our lives, take it away and take a focus of that away. God knows it, and that's why he say, to help you with that, om jou te help met dit, moet jy onverdeeld getrou aan my lewe. En ek wil jou, dis 'n klein, dis twee woorde, maar ek weet die Here werk in elkeen van ons harte, en hoe ek het eintlik maar net vir my opsom, is, as daar enige iets is, if there's anything that takes away, wat is onverdeeld in undivided, ja, if there's anything that divides my fully attention and fully focus and full heart to God, then that's one of those hurdles that God's want to warn us and say, hey, jy moet onverdeeld wees vir my. Moet dit nie toelaat om verdeeldheid in jou te hê nie. Ek daar sê die Here, ek eis onverdeelde trou. Hoekom eis hy dit nie? Nie om lelik te wees teenoor ons en te roel nie. Hy weet die beste vir ons. Dis niks anders nie. Hy weet die beste want hy het 'n purpose vir ons. So ek dis die eerste ding wat ek glo die Here vir ons vanoggend wil sê om ons te help in elke versoeking. Elke sonde, onverdeelde trou in die Here, onverdeelde trou in sy woord, om regtig sy woord nie net te lees as jy lus is of as iemand vir jou 'n skriffie stuur nie, but to spend time in his word and to believe the power of his word because that's coming straight from him. And the last thing is going back to the point where the nation, where God said, you must go, I'm not going to go with you. And I think as I read it, the relationship between Moses and God played a big role here. Die verhouding wat Moses met God gehad het, het gemaak dat hy die vrymoedigheid gehad het om vir God te sê, God, ek kan nie aangaan sonder jou nie. En ek glo wat vir God ook laat, maybe dit reconsider het, as ek het so kan stel. So my vraag aan myself en aan elkeen van julle is, hoe is ons verhouding met die Here? En onthou net wat ons soveel hoop moet gee, en so wat ons soveel moed moet gee, daai, as ons dit net gou kan vergelyk van die volk Israel, hulle het een leier gehad, Moses, wat die Here gehoor het, daar was nie Heilige Gees nie, hy was toe nog nie daar nie, Moses moes die Here hoor, en Moses moes dit vir al hierdie mense oordra. Besef ons, wat se voorreg het ons om die Heilige Gees te hê, elke een. Dis asof, sê nou maar, ons is nou vanoggend 150 wat hier so sit. Asof hier 150 stemme is, hoe die Here jou, elkeen van ons wil guide. Because he know your life. He know what purpose he've got for you. En dit moet ons moed gee. En ek het 'n stuurwiel saamgebring. Ja, so it's a steering wheel. And I think because God draw me back to this thing that I'm going to say now. Hoe baie keer gaan ons nie ons dag deur en ons dag in en ons lewe ons dag en ons lewe ons week, maar ons laat ons nie regtig guide deur die Heilige Gees se stem nie. So jy lewe in jou, kom ons sê nou maar, ek gaan hierso loop, hierso, hier, in elke een, everyone's lives will differ, some will have small children, some don't have children, some are grandparents, some are still young, in school, whatever the situation is, but the Holy Spirit wants to help you and wants to walk with you in every second of every day, but it's for us to stay in tune with him, or else we can just take the steering, self-control. So I must remember, as I said at the beginning, I'm a child of God. I don't talk about people that don't know God. We talk about people that have given their hearts to God. But you stand up in the morning, and this is what needs to be done today, and there the steering wheel goes. I've got to drop the kids at school. Nou gaan ek verder Afrikaans praat. Ek moet nog dit doen, of dit moet nog by my werk gebeur, en so. Maar tussenin wil die Heilige Gees sê, jy moet net gauw by hierdie een gaan stop. Om net, miskien hierdie een druk op jou hart, net gauw vir hierdie een boodskap te stuur. Miskien iets wat jy mee besig is, wat die Heilige Gees vir jou sê, nee man, los daai. En so kan ons aangaan. Ek kan nie al die voorbeelde opnoem van wat die Heilige Gees in julle harte en in ons harte moet ons mee besig is nie. Maar my vraag vir elkeen van ons is, hoe sensitief is jy om jou te laat guide, soos die Heilige Gees jou daai dag wil lei en daai week wil lei? Of as ons op self steer, gaat ons. En to be honest, en jy gaan die dag deurgaan, en ons gaan die week deurgaan, en die Heilige Gees het probeer, maar ons het hom nie gehoor nie. En hy het baie goed langs die pad wat hy wou doen in jou lewe, in my lewe, in ander mense se lewe, deur jou. Maar ons het hom net gemis, want ons besef nie wat se krag is het regtig hierdie helper wat ons het nie, hierdie adviseer wat ons het nie. So, ek is klaar, ek het miskien gevoel om het sommer net te sê, vir die vakantie wat ook voorlee, the holiday, already the holiday, and maybe ahead some of you will go away, maybe not, but what I know, a lot of times in the, so this is something that's valid for the whole year and every day, but I felt to just add it on my heart, to just say, in the holiday season, because sometimes then we will meet people that you normally don't meet or don't see, or family visiting you, or you visiting family. God wil jou gebruik om sy koninkryk te bou daar waar jy gaan. Be sensitive for that. Be sensitive for any form of calibration, any form of, hey, I could turn this wheel this side of it. Just wait here. Just sometimes it may be that we want to go like that Old Testament folk, and God, and we actually want to go without him. We're willing. Ons partykeer is so verwaand om sommer, wat sê hy, stiff-necked, om te gaan sonder hom. Maar ons moet onsself, om vir die purpose wat die Here vir ons het, leer om te luister vir sy stem, om te gaan as hy wil hê ons moet gaan, en te draai, en te wag, en te, soos hy ook al wil, hy weet die beste, ons moet rus in hom, ons moet het glo, maar ons moet het in ons harte hê. Ek wil het vir ons bid, sommer net soos so sit. Dankie Here vir oggend, en dankie vir u woord vir oggend. Dankie Here, laat u net so die vermoed om krachtig deur die woord te kan werk en te kan praat met ons harte. En laat daar geen gedeelte in die woord is, Here, wat ons nie kan kalibreer nie, om 'n lewe te leef wat u beter reflekteer nie, Here. Ja, Vader, so ons kom sommer net voor oggend en ons kom bid, laat u ons harte sal rig op die Heilige Gees se leiding. Regtig, Here, ons kom pleit vir oggend, laat ons 'n sensitiviteit van vooraf sal hê, 'n ekstra sensitiviteit sal hê vir u stem, en help ons regtig om u gehoorsaam te wees. Dankie dat ons kan weet, Here, u weet die beste. That we know, really God, that you know, you can look ahead. We can't even see the next second, but you see everything. And you've got a big plan. We don't need to see it to know it. We know it, God. Just help us to rest in that and to walk in that. And help us, God, to see the real danger of sin as you see it. En regtig, Here, om ons onverdeelde trou aan u te gee in elke opsig, sodat ons in elke opsig ons rug wegdraai van sonde af. Sonde wat wil doodmaak, Here. Ja, Here, ons bid dit sonder dat ons enigiets dit verdien daarvan, maar net uit die groot, groot genade uit, Here. Dankie vir u liefde vir ons, dat ons vanoggend sommer net weer kon lees, Here, hoe liefdevol u is, hoe genadig u is. Ons het niks gedoen om u te verdien, Here, maar dankie vir u groot genade. Ons eer u daarvoor, Here. Amen.
Môre. Die wat my nie ken nie, Marius, ek is Marius. So môre. So ek ervaar net op Jaco se woord dat daar's iets, ek weet ons dink nou almal aan die bout in die oond. And everybody's starting to get hungry, but I feel there's something on Jaco's word that God still wants to do this morning. Ramon, the worship team, can you come to the front? So while I was talking, I was reminded this morning that when Israel left, they did all these things that was wrong. They didn't want to go into the land. So God let them go around the desert for another 40 years. But why did he do that? Have you ever asked the question, hoe kom die Here die Israeliete vir 40 jaar in die woestyn laat dwaal en daai ou geslag uitgeroei. Why? Yes. Jesus hulle getoets. Sê, dis reg, die res het nee gesê. Maar daar's 'n rede hoekom toe then God turned them around another 40 years in the desert. And we need to be careful because I see a lot of times children wanting to make the change in their lives, but the parents are not willing to. Listen to what I'm saying this morning. And then God needs to take the parents out of the situation, out of the way, to break that chain so that the next generation that stands up will follow him. Listen very carefully what I'm saying. And I've seen this, that God will take you out of, he will take you out for the sake of your kids. Dis hoe ernstig die Here is. Dis wat is wat ons vanoggend hier oor praat. Die Here, the word said there that God that up to 5th and 6th and 7th generation you will have, what is your English now, die tot die 6th and 7th geslag sal jy sê weer sins of the fathers will be up to the 5th, 6th or 7th generation. And it was the same with me. Listen very carefully with me. My parents, my grandparents, sins came over me. And what did I have to do? I had to break the chain. I had to break it. I had to, and then the word says that if you love God, he will bless you into the 1,000th generation. And that's something I wonder about, because every time God took the Israelites into into they sinned, and then they took him into slavery. It was like five, six, seven generations later, and then they got saved again. Listen to this. Sometimes we sit with things in our lives, men as men, with anger. Even we saved, we follow Jesus, but sometimes we go home and we still kick the dog and tell our wife, bring my beer. Do things that we should not do. And my boys, they see what I do. They're not stupid. Kids know. If you sit with depression, it will go over to your kids. If you sit with hate, I promise you this, it will go to your kids. They watch every move we do. So there's something that Jaco spoke this morning. He showed us God's heart for the Israelites, but they just refused over and over and over. And God said, this is enough. I'm drawing a line. I'm taking you out. For 40 years. For 40 years. Don't walk with this for the next 40 years. I'm asking you this morning. I know Len always tells me a men's camp where they were. They had a dominee, 70 years old, coming to the front and said, he led a congregation for 30 years. And he said, this is the first time I found Jesus at the age of 70. Why? Because I didn't give everything to Jesus. It was all about myself and I. The same with the Israelites. Why did they build a calf? They longed for the things they had. Because it was about themselves. I want to ask this morning, take away yourself out of the away from yourself. Take it out of the situation. Just ask Jesus this morning, come and break my chains. If you've, whatever it is, I don't know. I still struggle with something. Some things. Last weekend, we were, Ross were here speaking about, it was weird, but this is weird, but demons and breaking things in your life. And I promise you, 10% of this church were here. And this is something that's bothering me. It's been bothering me for the last year. Why? Why can't we break our own chains? Chains, and we can't even break someone else's chain. Listen to, I'm not trying to be harsh. I'm trying to show you God's heart this morning. He needed the Israelites to change, because if they couldn't change, they couldn't be the nation he wanted them to be, the light for the rest of the world to see. I'm asking you this morning that in my heart, I've got this conviction that God's asking us change so that you can be the light for the world, for the nations. I'm going to do something very bold this morning. And I felt this night, in the night when I was sleeping, God starting talking to me. And this morning when I was here, next weekend, who's here? Who's here next weekend? Just put up your hand. I'm here. It's not a sterk vraag. I'm going to put it on the group. And I want you to break one chain, and that's to think about yourself. And I'm going to ask that if you come to church, bring someone with. Bring someone with. I'll put it on the group again. I hope God let me preach next weekend, but I want to bring people here. Tian, wie is jou langs jou? Yes? Ek het jou op die pad gesien hierdie week. Die Here het 'n woord vir jou. Here vra van jou dat jy sal sny, afsny van jou wat nie van jou af is. Dit wat oor jou gespreek is en dit waarvan jy kom, dat jy sal ketangs breek vanoggend. En jy jou lewe vanoggend vir die Here sal kom gee. Maar Here vra, is jy bereid om dit te doen? Ons gaan na die tyd praat. Ons na die tyd praat, ek en jy. So, when we worship one more song, come, say, Lord, here I am. Whatever is not from me, break it. Breek my, Here. Ek snij my ketangs af vanoggend.